Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
405, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Monday, wee bit chilly. I told you that I had a great visit over to see my friend Tony Martin at New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End. Yes, I was doing a little shopping as I normally do at New American Arms, but also had the opportunity to engage in a very important conversation, Second Amendment issues, First Amendment issues, with another dear friend of mine, our Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, John Reed. And I'm happy to say John is joining us. There was just an update at the state capitol on some of the underhanded shenanigans Virginia Democrats are engaged in. And John is joining us to bring us details on that. John, good afternoon.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. I was glad to see you, but it was important that I hustle over to the Capitol because, you know, you give people authority and you have to trust that they're going to use that power appropriately. And the Democrats are exhibiting once again that you can't trust these people. We just passed a full-on constitutional amendment. I mean, it wasn't even close. It was 2-1 all across the state. People said they wanted to take the petty partisanship out, not have the politicians drawing their own lines. And here it's been less than 5 years, and the Democrats are already trying to overturn the will of the people. I mean, that stinks. That's wrong. And I had to go speak out against it.
Tell me about the implications for your running mate, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears, this special session.
Well, that's one of the reasons I think they're doing this 8 days before the election is, you know, Winsome, she respects her obligation as the president of the Senate, as the sitting lieutenant governor. She's supposed to be in that building whenever the Senate is convened. So she is making a difficult choice to honor her obligation as the presiding officer of the Senate, which takes her off the campaign trail. Now, tell me, let's all be honest with each other. They did this deliberately to yank her off the campaign trail. And they did this whole thing right now because they're seeing the same polls that I am, with the race tightening so close. They thought they were going to walk away with this and just buy the election with all this out-of-state money, and that ain't happening, and so now they're going to rig it. And I really think voters should be mad about it.
Well, absolutely. Voters should be livid about this, that 8 days before the election, the Virginia Democrats are doing this. The will of the people, as you mentioned, about 5 years ago, you and I and then the rest of our Virginians went and voted. It was a 2-1 margin, as you point out, to take the politics out of this. What is it that the Democrats are saying? How on earth, with anything resembling a straight face, can they make the argument that this is a good thing or the right thing to do?
Well, what they're saying is that other states are gerrymandering. Well, you know, big surprise, people have been gerrymandering for centuries, okay? So I acknowledge that that has happened, will happen, is happening. Virginia fixed it. We did what we've been begging other states to do, which is put in a constitutional amendment, take the politics out of it as much as possible, and have it be settled. But now the Democrats, because they are looking for an excuse to overturn that, have decided that they're going to come into session and meddle with it. And You know, one of the things I tell people is if you're not aware of American history, we have 50 states for a reason. They have different legislatures. They have different laws for a reason, because those people and those laws are supposed to reflect the will of the people who live in that state. I mean, I don't want to live in California. I could have, but I don't want to, and I'm not interested in emulating the bad decisions of California. I want Virginia to be just and fair, and that's what we did, and now the Democrats are going to mess all of that up very deliberately.
Wow. It is tragic. John Reed is joining us, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, just coming from a briefing at the state capitol talking about the inexcusable, despicable behavior on the part of the Virginia Democrats to undermine the will of Virginia voters. We voted for this constitutional amendment. We wanted to take the politics out of it. John, I shared with listeners a little bit earlier, probably while you and Lieutenant Governor Sears were addressing the issue at the Capitol, that I came from another Commonwealth. I came from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And what people don't know, because it has been so gerrymandered up there by extremist Democrats for years, 40% of people in Massachusetts every single year vote for Republicans. And there are no Republicans and have been no Republicans serving in any congressional seat for, frankly, as long as I can remember. That's just not the Virginia way. It's not what we want here.
Yeah. And you talk about that kind of deceit where you disenfranchise 40% of the people in your state. Think about the great congresspeople who are very careful to represent everybody. Like Rob Whitman, who is our congressman, right? Jen Kiggins down at the beach, the former military pilot who is now a congresswoman. I mean, we've got some amazing Republicans who are very thoughtful and careful in the way they represent the people of their districts. And I'm telling you, the Democrats want to fire those people and mark them out of their own district and leave people like you and me and probably most of the people in this audience completely disenfranchised with no one to represent them in Washington. That is wrong. And if you haven't been motivated to go vote this election with all the other stuff that's happened, from the Charlie Kirk assassination to Jay Jones saying he'd like to kill you and your kids maybe to make a political point, then maybe this will finally be there. I mean, if they don't kill you, they'll make sure that you don't have representation. And I think that should alarm everybody who's decent in this state.
It absolutely should, John. The other part of this, think about it, 400, I think, vetoes that Governor Youngkin had to issue during his 4 years in office. And if there were to be a Governor Spamberger and Democrats in control of the House of Delegates and the state Senate, my gosh, it would just be full steam ahead with turning Virginia into Maryland or New York or California. It'd be awful.
You and I both were on the radio in 2020 when they had the governor's mansion, the House, and the Senate. And did you see them pause and think, oh, well, let's not do this. This is a step too far. No, they took it as far as they possibly could, changing the election laws, letting criminals out of jail. And now we got 53 people who've been murdered by those people they let out early. We warned them, don't do this. You know, this is dangerous. Now, 53 innocent Virginians have been murdered by those people they let out early. They raised taxes. I mean, the list goes on and on about bad decisions that were made with this kind of, I really never seen anything like it, this kind of arrogance in power. And you don't want arrogant people in power. You want confident people, thoughtful people, but you know, somebody who will stop and say, am I being honest?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it fair here, or am I using this power to help myself? And if the answer is you're using it to help yourself, you stop yourself. And I just don't think that's who is at the Capitol right now. And that's why, honestly, Jeff, that's why I quit the radio station to run, because I felt like I would do a better job of being self-reflective and thoughtful and fair with people than some of the other folks at the Capitol.
Yeah. Tell us about the role of Lieutenant Governor in a situation like this. We have such a tight margin in the state Senate, right? 21 to 19. So the Lieutenant Governor on a pretty regular basis can be called into being the tie-breaking vote.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, because some of the D.C. snobs, and I hate to call them that, but that's what they've turned out to be, have said, oh, no, John, we don't want to have anything to do with the, you know, Virginia, and especially your race. It's really meaningless. And I said, guys, 40 seats, 21-19, the most controversial decisions that will be made in the coming 2 years at least will be made by whoever gets to be lieutenant governor. Somebody like me, who's a native Virginian, who's followed this stuff for decades, who's been involved in it, who cares about the people of Virginia. Or conversely, you could have Ghazala Hashmi, who's not a native Virginian, who knows how she wound up in the Senate. She has pushed all of the bad ideas in public education. She's for the radical trans agenda. She's hiked the taxes. She's the one that kept the schools closed for an extra year, along with Ralph Northam. I mean, everything that we would identify as a bad decision, Ghazala Hashmi has been leading it. So, you know, it's up to everybody in D.C. and in Virginia. Which person do you want? The business guy who also has been in public? I mean, there's nobody who doesn't know where I stand on things. I'm the most transparent candidate in the history of Virginia after 8 years on WRVA, plus, you know, my television career, and I'm pretty blunt with folks. Or you can have this woman who's so secretive, she refuses to even have one debate and actually answer questions from the reporters. I mean, what do you want up there?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? What is it that we want? And I mean, I know what I want. I know that I want this beautiful, beautiful Commonwealth of ours to move forward and be safe and secure. And as Governor Youngkin has said for a long, long time, be the best place to live, work, and raise a family. John, I know you don't always mention it, but I'm going to mention it. John Reed for Virginia. JohnReedForVirginia.com is the website. 8 days out, can people help out this late in the campaign, or is it all done but for the voting on Tuesday?
Oh, there is a lot of work to be done. You know, if you've got a yard sign, please make sure it's out. If you have time between now and Election Day, I know in Henrico and Chesterfield and Hanover, they're looking for volunteers to be at the polls. You know, you don't have to debate anything with anybody. Just hand out the sample ballots. And, of course, if that's not your speed, I understand, you know, it takes a little bit to go talk to people at the polling place. But what you could do is send out an email to your top 10 friends, the people you play pickleball with or golf with or, you know, go to church or synagogue with, you know, the people that you know in the neighborhood who you get along with, and say, hey, you know, forgive me, I hope I'm not overstepping, but here are the people I'm voting for. Please come with me and vote, because there's a lot on the line here. And I don't think I'm overstating it. You know, if we lose the right to work, which prevents you from being forced into a union and is the number one reason that businesses relocate to Virginia, if we wind up with a $20 or $25 an hour minimum wage, if we will see the economic ecosystem of this state change dramatically. And that's going to be bad for you and me. It's going to be bad for our kids and grandkids. We can't afford to let that happen.
Well, you're absolutely right, John. It is, as always, a pleasure to have on the program. It was great to see you over with Tony Martin at New American Arms. You and he had some great points of discussion there about the Second Amendment. You, I know, have been a big, big defender of, supporter of Second Amendment rights, and those of us who exercise them, those are on the line as well, aren't they?
You got it. I mean, look, I get asked by all these reporters who think they're going to catch me on a 2A issue, and I'm like, don't even talk to me about changing the gun laws in Virginia until you start locking up the people who have used guns to commit violent crime. You know, so many of these prosecutors are refusing to be tough on the people who've harmed innocent citizens. And until you're prepared to do that, I don't want to hear one word about restricting my rights. I want you to go after the people who've already demonstrated that they're hostile. And, you know, that usually shuts them up. And it should, because it's common sense.
Absolutely. Well, John, again, I appreciate you being here. It was great seeing you earlier today. John Reed for Virginia.com. John Reed for Virginia.com. 8 days left to go. Go get them. We will talk again soon.
Thank you, Jeff. I always appreciate it.
Absolutely. That is John Reed. So, yeah, he's a dear friend. He's also the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And it is, again, it's a sad day in Virginia right now, as Virginia Democrats have placed pure, crass partisanship above the will of the people. It's an ugly, ugly moment in Virginia. And you can thank the Virginia Democrats for it. Jeff Katz, News Radio W.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate, with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.